الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Honorable viewers of Madani Channel There are many excellences related to sending salawat and salam, peace and blessings upon the best of creation, our hope for salvation, our intercessor, our master, Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In one narration, it stated, Man salla alayya fi yawmin alfa marra. The one who recites salat upon me 1,000 times a day, lam yamut hatta yara maq'adahu min al-jannah. Such a person will not die until he sees his place in paradise. Therefore, try and recite Durood Sharif in abundance. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now, we're going to discuss the blessings of the names of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah ta'ala granted his beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam so many excellences, so many virtues. If you look at the books of the scholars, you will find volume after volume after volume. Throughout the ages, scholars have written books upon the excellence of the Prophet ﷺ. So you will find these books, but we need to find time to study these books, to learn these books, because they contain the shan of the Prophet ﷺ, the excellence of the beloved ﷺ. So inshallah, in the time I have, I'm going to discuss the names. And what better way to begin than to mention a book that was written about the names of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allama Muhammad bin Qasim rahmatullahi alayhi was a great wali of Allah, a saint of Islam in the past. And he wrote a book about the names of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It's a beautiful book. And it's maqbool in the court of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam accepted it. And you will hear how this is the case. What happened? Another one of our pious predecessors, rahimahumullah ta'ala, he had a dream one night. He says, I fell asleep whilst reading this book. He read this book, fell asleep, and he says, my physical eyes closed, but my spiritual eyes opened. I was blessed to see the best of creation, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, in my dream. And he says, the Prophet ﷺ was seated in a place somewhere, was seated. The companions were sitting around him in a circle. He says, Alhamdulillah, I had the honor of kissing the blessed feet of the Prophet ﷺ. This is proven from the Sahaba as well. Right? He says, I kissed the feet of the Prophet ﷺ. And the Prophet ﷺ allowed me to sit in the gathering, seated me in the gathering. Listen to my recitation and also listen to several pages of the book I had in my hand. Which book was that? Tazkiratul Muhibbin. The book which had the names of the Prophet ﷺ written in there. And he says, the Prophet ﷺ stood and departed. When I woke up, tears of joy were flowing from my eyes. That the Prophet ﷺ gave me this honor. I saw him in my dream. He allowed me to sit in his majlis. I read a few pages of this book to him. Subhanallah. He says, I woke up and I was crying. So how blessed are these individuals who love the Prophet ﷺ, speak about the Prophet ﷺ, write about the Prophet ﷺ. They are blessed to see the Prophet ﷺ in their dreams. We too should try and do this. Learn about the Prophet ﷺ. Speak about the Prophet ﷺ. If possible, write poetry in praise of the Prophet ﷺ. Show it to an alim deen. Get it checked. Who knows? This could be a means of our forgiveness in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Showing that true love for the Messenger of Allah ﷺ. In this book, Tadhkiratul Muhibbin, there's an account that I want to mention to you. It says on page 52 of this beautiful book, which is accepted in the court of the Prophet ﷺ, as you heard. Allama Muhammad bin Qasim Rassa, rahmatullahi alayhi, writes, There was a person from Bani Israel, previous nations, yeah? And he was a great sinner, fasiq, fajir, sinned a lot. And he was never inclined towards goodness, didn't do any neki, always was involved in wrongdoing. And when his time came, the angel of death arrived and took his soul. He departed to the next world. What happened thereafter? He says, someone saw him in a dream after his death. And they saw him in a very good state. They were astonished. They thought to themselves that this person, when he was amongst us, he was a sinner, he was a wrongdoer, he didn't do any good deed. Look at this now in the dream, he's in a very good state. So they asked him, they said to him that you were a notorious sinner. How did you attain this status that I see in the dream? That you have a high rank. You are dignified as I see you in the dream. What's brought about this transformation, this change? And he says that, yes, I was a grave sinner. I did a lot of sins. But one day I opened the Tawrat Sharif, the Torah. And I came across the pure name and qualities of Allah Almighty's beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I came across this name in the Tawrat Sharif. And what happened? Overwhelmed with love, I kissed his blessed name and placed it on my head. He says it was due to this act of respect for the name of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that Allah Almighty showered me with his grace and favored me and forgave all my sins. Think for a moment. Views of Madin Chal. Showing respect and reverence to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is the sila. This is the reward. This is the outcome. The scholars don't talk about the love of the Prophet alayhi wa sallam for no reason. That love of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if you're successful in penetrating every vein of your body with that love, showing respect and honor to the Prophet alayhi salam, then you too will be blessed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is such an azim, a great act of yours, showing respect for the Prophet alayhi salam. And here, respect for the name was shown. The person kissed the name Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, placed it on his head. Allah ta'ala forgave him, even though he was a grave sinner. But he did not lose that izzah, that honor, respect and reverence that he had for the final Prophet of Allah, Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He is our greatest wasila to the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is the one who will intercede for us. The Prophet alayhi sallam said, Ana awwalu shafi'in wa awwalu mushaffa'in. I'll be the first to intercede and the first whose intercession will be accepted as well. Lengthy narration, you probably heard it before, Sahih al-Bukhari. The Prophet alayhi salam will do sajda in the court of Allah. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi salam, whilst in sajda, will be asked by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Irfa' ra'saka ya Muhammad. Raise your head, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi salam. Sal tu'ta. Ask, whatever you ask for will be granted. And intercede, your intercession will be accepted. This is our beloved sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Now, concerning the names of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, beautiful names, blessed names, we should learn about them. We should take time out. Now, our names, we may be named after Islamic personalities, alhamdulillah, but sometimes people are not. They're named after actresses, actors, so-called celebrities, athletes. No meaning to their names. No rich, deep meanings. But every name of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has vast meanings. And we'll go through that insha'Allah ta'ala. As for the number of names, scholars did tahqeeq, they did research. And they came up with 800 names for the beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in Arabic they say, kathratul asma'i tadullu ala sharafil musamma. That the person who has all those names, that shows his rank, his greatness in the court of Allah. This is why he has so many majestic names. And then the Mujaddid of the last century, Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Ali Rahmah, he did further investigation, further research, and he came up with 1400 names of the beloved Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. 1400 names. But then after writing those names, after mentioning those names, he says, this is not limited. What I have found, there's no limitation. There's no restriction. There could be way more names than that that we don't even know. The names of Allah, the names of the Prophet ﷺ are only known fully by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these are the names of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. We're not able to even count them. What about the dhat of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? What about the being and the personality of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? So his rank is unfathomable, beyond comprehension. That's how great a rank our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam possesses. One thing that's beautiful, a beautiful point regarding the names of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is that, you know, Asma'ul Husna, the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the beautiful names of Allah. Qadi Iyad Maliki, rahmatullahi alayhi, in his famous book, Ash-Shifa, other scholars have quoted him as saying that our beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was blessed with 30 such names, which are the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala bestowed upon our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam 30 such names which are his own names, like Ra'uf, Rahim, Alim. These names belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but Allah ta'ala has also blessed these names upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And inshallah we will hear how the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam is a manifestation of those names, is a clear sign of those names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So for example, Rahman. Rahman is a name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's exclusive to Allah. Nobody else is allowed to be called Rahman itself. If another person, a human being, were to be named Rahman, you have to prefix Abdur Rahman, Abd, that slave of the most merciful. And some people, incorrectly, what they do is, they don't call that person Abdur Rahman, they end up calling that person Rahman. And that's incorrect, because Rahman itself is exclusively for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when you call someone who has this name Rahman, you should say it fully Abdur Rahman. Otherwise, you'd be committing a mistake. Now, Allah Ta'ala is Rahman, the most merciful. And how does He manifest that mercy amongst creation, in creation? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made His beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam rahmatul lil alameen. So in Al-Quran Al-Kareem, what does it say? In Surah Anbiya, verse 107. It says, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. And we did not send you except as a mercy unto all of the creation, all mankind, all of the universes. Alam is mentioned. And the scholars have said, Alam is everything besides Allah. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam is a mercy for everything in creation besides Allah Ta'ala. He is not creation, He is the creator. So how is Rahman, the mercy of Allah, manifested amongst creation? Allah manifests it through His beloved sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So we study the life of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. We see that he is a mercy unto humans, and so many times in his life he showed mercy. So many times people came to him sallallahu alayhi wasallam complaining about their issues, about their problems, about their calamities. The Prophet alayhi wasallam would resolve those problems. The Prophet alayhi wasallam is a mercy for animals as well. Allah's mercy encompasses the animal kingdom as well. Animals like deers would come to the court of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam and complain against their owners. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam would resolve the matters of animals even. Because he is a Nabi for everyone. He's not just Nabi for insan, for humankind. Our beloved Ali Salam is a Nabi for the animals as well, the sea creatures as well, the heavenly residents as well, for all of creation. Allah Ta'ala is Rahman, and how does He manifest that mercy? Through His beloved Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam shows that mercy to all of creation. This is one example given by the scholars. Allah Ta'ala, His name is As-Salam. As-Salam means peace, safety even, Salam. Allah Ta'ala is As-Salam. But how does He manifest that safety and peace for the creation? Through His beloved Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Listen to this. In the previous nations, when the nations would become stubborn and arrogant, when they would disobey the Prophet of the time, when they would reject his message of Tawheed, when they would not believe in him, what happened? Mass punishment descended. People's faces were disfigured. The people were toppled. Floods arrived, as you know, in the time of Prophet Nuh alayhi salam. Other great disasters occurred. Why? Because they were punished on a mass scale. Now look at our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. In his blessed lifetime, those who were honored to believe in him, believed in him. But then you had people who rejected the message. When we study the seerah, we find that even those close to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam rejected the message. His own uncles, some of his family members, they persecuted him and his fellow companions. But when the kuffar, those who disbelieved in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, were daring and they said, why doesn't punishment descend upon us? If there's a Lord, why doesn't punishment descend upon us? It should rain stones from the sky. What did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say in return? Allah ta'ala replied to these people and said, وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيُعَذِّبَهُمْ وَأَنْتَ فِيهِمْ. That these people are calling for mass punishment, just as it happened in the previous nations and ummas. But now it's finished. Nabiyur Rahmah, the Prophet of Mercy, is amongst them, and I will not punish the people on a mass scale. وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيُعَذِّبَهُمْ وَأَنْتَ فِيهِمْ. And it does not befit the greatness of Allah that He punishes them while the dear beloved Prophet resides amongst them. Prophet ﷺ is amongst us. So this ummah, there will not be mass scale punishment. And this is the mercy of the Prophet ﷺ. This is Allah manifesting His attribute of Salam through His Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salam means peace and safety. So, this is how we understand Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala manifesting His names through the Zaat of the beloved sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. So, we just heard that there are 30 such names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala which have been granted to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as well. Like Ra'uf, like Rahim, like Alim, etc. Now, as for the most blessed name, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this name is unique. No one in creation prior to our beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam possessed this name. Allah Ta'ala saved this name for our master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Billions of people came before. Nobody was ever named Muhammad. This is an exclusive quality of our beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Why wouldn't this be the case? The name itself, subhanallah, the meanings are so vast. The meanings are so great. First of all, in Al-Quran Al-Kareem, in Surah Al-Imran, verse 144, Allah Ta'ala mentions this blessed name. When He says, وَمَا مُحَمَّدٌ إِلَّا رَسُولٌ. And Muhammad is but a messenger. So there's mention in the Quran of the name Muhammad. In another verse, Muhammadur Rasulullah, والذين معه أشداء على الكفار رحماء بينهم. So this name appears in the Quran. Allah Ta'ala mentions the name of the beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now, this name Muhammad is the name of our Prophet alayhi salam on earth. In the heavens, his name is Ahmad, another beautiful and blessed name. Qadi Iyad Maliki says, the two blessed names of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ahmad and Muhammad, are both derived from the word Hamd. So the root word is Hamd, Ha, Meem, Dal. And each reflects a distinct aspect of the Prophet's excellence. He says, Ahmad means Ajallu man hamida. That is, from amongst all of those who have praised Allah to this day, whether humans, jinn, angels, or any creation found in the heavens and the earth, the tree, the leaves, the animals, birds, all of these praise Allah. The one who has praised Allah the most is our beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ajallu man hamida. And then the name Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This means afdalu man hamida. Subhanallah. That is, of all those people who have been praised to this day in any form, for any reason, the one who has been praised the most, the one who has been praised the most, is called Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And our beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's name, Muhammad, is so unique. Some scholars have given the definition of this name, الَّذِي يُحْمَدُ حَمْدًا بَعْدَ حَمْدٍ مَرَّةً بَعْدَ مَرَّةٍ. That the one who is praised continuously, time and time again, eternally. How is this? We see throughout the globe that there are different namaz times, right? We in Birmingham, in England, we perform namaz at a different time, whether it's Fajr, Zuhr, Asr, Maghrib, Isha. So this is how our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is praised by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala time and time again. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praises the beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the form of azan as well. When the azan occurs throughout the globe, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Throughout the globe, throughout the day, every hour, the azan is being called out and our beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is being praised. When you offer namaz, Assalamu alayka ayyuhan nabiyu. Throughout the day, people are offering namaz and they're sending salam upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When you recite the kalima shahada, you're praising the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Every single time someone enters the fold of Islam, reverts to Islam, they recite the kalima shahada, they're praising the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this should give you an understanding of how our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is being praised throughout the clock, throughout the day and night. And this is a khasa of his. This is a special, exclusive, distinctive quality of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we derive this from his name Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the one who is praised time and time again. And the other meaning we gave, afdalu man hamida. He is the one who is the most superior from those who are praised. So our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has so many excellent names, has so many blessings, has so many virtues. We should learn about his honorable life. How can you claim to truly know your beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when you don't learn about his life? You don't learn about his excellences. You don't study his virtues. How can you teach your children about the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? The Quran tells us in Surah Ahzab, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنًا. That verily in the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is an excellent example for you. A great example for you. How will you even come to know about the excellence, the greatness when you don't study? So studying the life of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is very, very important. And the scholars have said throughout the ages that to truly know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to gain ma'rifatullah, you first have to be successful in knowing your beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There's no shortcut. to the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You have to learn about your beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You have to have a strong connection and attachment to him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Learn about his fadail, his excellences, his superior qualities amongst creation. And then you will begin to ascend the heights of ma'rifatullah. So people who claim nowadays to know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and they don't study about the Prophet alayhi salam, that's an incorrect way of going about things. And it's not even possible. The greatest wasila to the court of Allah is the beloved alayhi salam. What does the Quran instruct us in this regard? That قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي. That listen, O people, if you claim to love Allah, then follow me, meaning follow the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What's the result? What's the natija and the outcome? يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهُ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. Allah Ta'ala will in return love you. He will grant you His love, acceptance, maqbooliyah. But what comes first? Following the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Like the Sahaba followed the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They followed him in every single regard. A Sahabi radiallahu ta'ala, he would smile excessively. And his wife one day said to him, why do you do this? You smile all the time. People might start saying stuff about you. They might start calling you crazy or insane. You're always smiling. And he said, why shouldn't I smile? My beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whenever I saw him, he would be smiling. The Prophet alayhi salam would always smile. And I'm following the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How much did the Prophet alayhi salam smile? Another companion narrates that I did not see anyone smile more than the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He had the weight of the entire world on his blessed shoulders. But he would smile. He would remove the burdens of others. He would light up the lives of others. They would just look at him, one glance and their difficulties would go away. Sahaba would express this. They would say, Ya Rasulullah, when we're with you, we feel at peace. When we're away from you, when we're not in your blessed company, we become restless. We want to see you. But then that brings another thought as well. That Ya Rasulullah, in the world, we are able to remove that restlessness by coming to your pure court. But what about in the Akhirah? You will be in the highest of ranks in Jannah. Where will we be? We won't be able to see you. And then the verse of the Quran was revealed, وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَالرَّسُولَ فَأُولَٰئِكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنَ النَّبِيِّينَ وَالصِّدِّيقِينَ وَالشُّهَدَاءِ وَالصَّالِحِينَ. That glad tidings for the believers. Don't worry. Whoever obeys Allah and His Messenger, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will keep those people amongst those who Allah has favored. He will keep them close to them in the Akhirah. The prophets, minan nabiyyin, the siddiqeen, the truthful ones, the shuhada, the martyrs, and the salihin, the righteous. So this is the message. Gain a closeness to your beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inshallah, you'll receive the barakat of that here in this dunya itself, and most importantly in the Akhirah as well. Subhanallah, what greater blessing than to be in the proximity of the Prophet alayhi salam in Jannatul Firdaus, to be in the neighborhood of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There's no greater honor. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with this. And may Allah ta'ala enable us, give us tawfiq to follow in the footsteps of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to love him more than we love everything else in the dunya. Ameen, bijahin nabiyy al-ameen, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. May da'at-e-salami be glorious in every corner of the world for the sake of Medina. We are calling upon you, Allah.